Chapter 10. I Try New Things. During the next 6 months, I didn't see another footprint. I became calmer. At the beginning of my fifth year, I said to myself, I imagined the footprint. I didn't really see it. I mustn't worry. That year, I taught myself to make clothes. The clothes from the ship were very old, and I needed to protect my skin from the sun. I saved all the skins from the animals I hunted and dried them in the sun. I made a cap, a jacket, and some trousers from goatskin. I also made goatskin shoes, a belt to wear around my waist, and other belts to carry guns over my shoulders. They aren't fashionable clothes, I laughed when I saw my reflection one day. In fact, I looked like a savage with these clothes and my long hair and beard. I also made a parasol. I got the idea one particularly hot morning. I remember that in Brazil, people carry parasols when they walk in the sun. I made one from thin branches and goatskin. Look, I said to Paul when I finished it, it's a real parasol. Paul flew onto the top of it and perched on it when we walked together. In my sixth year, I decided to make a small boat from a tree trunk. I wanted to explore my island from the sea. I worked on the boat for many months. Finally, it was ready. Early one morning, I put food and water in the boat and said goodbye to Paul and my dog. My dog was very old, and it was difficult for him to walk very far. He tried to get into the boat with me. You must stay here, I told him. You're too old for this voyage. You've got food, and don't worry, I'll return soon. I got into the boat and waved goodbye to my two friends. My short voyage did not go well. There were many rocks near the island, and I had to sail around them. The waves were very strong, and I had to row hard to stay near the shore. After several hours, I decided to stop. I rowed carefully between some rocks, pulled the boat onto a beach, and tied it to a tree. Well, that's the end of that voyage, I thought. I realized that I was close to my country house, so I went there to sleep for the night. Very early the next morning, a voice woke me up.
Robin! Robin! Where are you?
It said. I thought it was a dream, and I tried to fall asleep again. I heard the voice again.
Poor Robin! Where are you?
Then I heard the sound of wings near me. It wasn't a dream.
Paul, it's you, I laughed. Paul flew to me and perched on my hand. How did you find me? I asked.
Robin, Robin,
Paul answered, and we walked together to our cave home. One sad day soon after this, my dog died. Goodbye, dear friend, I said softly as I buried him. You were very special to me, and I'll never forget you. The next 7 years were very peaceful. I continued my daily routine. I grew grain and picked fruit. I hunted goats, birds, and rabbits. I fished, and sometimes I found turtles to eat. I read the Bible and taught Paul more words. I rowed my boat, but only when the sea was calm. I always stayed very close to the shore. And then my life changed again.